Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog?
I mean, I got to hear full circumstance because I don't want to judge pre-hearing.
It says, hey, Allie and DZ, my ex and I split up about 3 months ago. We had a dog together, and although we both wanted to keep the dog, we decided I would take him since I paid for him and handled most of his care. Mm. Well, my ex reached out and told me he wanted to visit the dog. I didn't give him an answer because I'm not sure how I feel. I know he misses the dog, but I feel he has ulterior motives, and I'm also not ready to see him again after the way things ended so poorly. Am I the jerk if I say no, he can't come see the dog?
Well,
I know make this, it on IG.
It feels simple, but it really isn't. Because to me, I don't think this is about the dog at all.
No?
No. No, I think she's projecting her own feelings.
Maybe.
And I don't want to say, yeah, she's different. But why does the dog matter as far as you have the dog? It's not him coming to take the dog from you.
Right.
He's not trying to fight you for the dog. He's just saying, hey, I want to come see the dog.
Is it healthy, though? Is the dog going to get feelings back? I mean, the dog even is trying to move on. Dad's gone, you know?
You don't know that.
Are you triggering the dog by bringing the ex back?
Dog could be sad. But jokes aside, for real?
Yeah. This is tough.
You don't even got to be there. And she's feeling like, no, she's got to be there, right? I want to be there to watch him with interact with our former child.
Our former child. It's a child to a lot of people, especially kidless couples.
Fur babies.
You know? It's their child.
The kidless
couples. They play house with dogs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when they break up, they treat it like a split household situation.
No, it's a hard thing to split up with a pet.
Well, she's got full custody, though. She doesn't have to worry about that.
She doesn't.
She can say, hey, you're more than welcome to come get the dog, and this isn't about a solution. But she doesn't have to be there, and I think she's making it about her being there and seeing him and drumming up old feelings and, like, he's got ulterior motives.
Did you say that? Jerk.
Yeah, I'm saying jerk. It's a dog. And who knows how, does it say how long they were together before?
No, it just says they broke up 3 months ago, but they were together long enough to adopt a dog together. But she paid for it and took care of it mostly. She's saying she's the master.
She is.
Honestly.
She is the owner.
I'm going to say not the jerk. You're bringing up old stuff for you and the dog. Splitting with a dog is so tough. You know, I went through it with Bella. Mm-hmm. That was really hard. And every time my ex would come to get the kids, Bella would just freak out.
Get excited.
That was hard on everybody. That was hard on him. You know what I mean?
Was it weird?
Yeah, it was weird.
So it wasn't like just like, oh, it's a dog. Pet the dog.
He would ignore her to try to not get her.
Get her riled. buildup.
Yeah, and it was just, it's tough on pets. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? They know who they live with.
Okay. Well, then let me say, I now understand.
See, now
why
you feel bad for the dog.
Almost a little bit, because I get that dogs have emotions and they feel things, but our dogs also just get excited seeing everybody. So I'm thinking dogs are dogs. Dogs are just happy, and dogs get riled up regardless of who it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's an ex, say you were together a few years, and you had that dog a few years, one of the people that they knew as owners is gone, even if they didn't take care of them like you did.
Sarah in Maguanago texted in. She said 414. She texted into 414-533-1037. She said she's the jerk. Just let him see the dog. They probably spent a lot of time together. I mean, yeah, because it could just be like, just let him see the dog. But then what are you going to do next? Is he going to come back and want to see the dog again?
Maybe.
Now we're going to have issues.
No, and now he's going to say,
what I mean?
Can I take the dog overnight?
See what I mean?
Y'all are so.
Somebody right. said, not the jerk. I went through this with my ex. Oh, that's not fair to the dog. And making the dog think the person is going to be around again when they're not. Oh, I see why you said that.
And
yes.
if they're not going to be around, I see why you wouldn't. But then wouldn't you want him to at least say goodbye, have some closure, right? If that didn't happen when the breakup happened, if it was an ugly breakup.
I'm sorry, I saw the text. No, I saw the text that made me laugh. Allie, are we for real? Stop siding with the woman, you sexist.
Oh, chill out.
I don't even know what that means. What? I don't know how this is sexist, okay? You could reverse it. I would have said the same damn thing.
Nowhere near it.
I would have said the same thing. Why are you opening up these wounds?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to get back together, there is just no reason. That's just my opinion.
And in the reverse, I still would have said jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not letting them see the dog, what does it matter? I think, you know, as a male or as a female, you're then projecting how you're going to feel
in
front of
them. Yeah, I get what you're saying about how you think she's just making it about her, but I also think there's more to it.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she sees the dog more.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. And I'll never stop fighting for women. Thank you, bye.
Okay,
who's
the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog after they broke up? She decided to keep it. 3 months later, he reached out and said, I really want to see the dog. And she's like, I don't know how I feel. I feel like he might have ulterior motives. Well, Melanie in Brookfield texted it and said, it's been 3 months. Obviously, it wasn't a priority for 3 months. Move on, bro. Not the jerk.
Dang. Ooh. I hear you, though.
Uh-huh. Matilda in Vernon said, hey, y'all. I think she's not the jerk, but the jerk.
No Midwest it.
We need reasons. Like, why'd you break up? Do you feel bad for the dog? No, we don't need those reasons.
It would help, but it doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
It's not necessary
it's not
for an
answer.
It's not going
to change the dog situation.
Yeah.
You know?
And who knows? Maybe 3 months was his, like, leeway period of, I don't want to reach out and make it weird because it ended so badly, but in 3 months, I'm going to try to see my dog again. And maybe get back with it.
Maybe. All right, well, we got some characters on the phone today. You ready for this?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Turn up the energy. Who are we starting with?
You choose.
I'll go with Roger in Milwaukee.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo-wee, get ready.
Yo, good morning. Allie, Jeezy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the OG. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Woo! Roger, welcome back.
Hey. All right, good morning.
Good morning. Is Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog?
Definitely the jerk.
Go on.
Okay, one thing is, maybe he respectfully, like DZ said, gave some time. 3 months was good enough. Now I want to see my dog. I mean, listen, you just have to be an adult, say, okay, I dropped the dog off, and go my way.
Yeah.
There ain't no feelings in that.
Mm.
If you feel that, you know, oh, he's trying to creep back in, you go let him in.
Cut it. Yeah. Cut
exactly.
it.
Cut you
it
go let,
you
him
let
in.
It happen. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Because he doesn't have to see you with
There's
the
no
dog.
Maybe. There's, I mean, hey, he just doesn't happen to, he just doesn't happen
married.
To move back
You're
in and all the other good stuff.
He doesn't get that leeway, though. And if you already fear it, I hear what Roger's saying is because you might have an inkling that you won't let it happen.
Exactly. You already got that feeling that, oh, it might happen. No,
no.
It won't happen.
Make
just
it about
drop
the dog
off
only.
And walk away.
Yep. Make it about throw the leash.
Open the door, let the dog run out, and slam the door as quick as you can until he brings the dog back, and then stalk him.
No, you don't even have to do that. Respectfully, hand the dog over, walk away. It's just that easy.
And say you're worried about him taking the dog, then put an Apple AirTag on the leash. You'll
Roger,
be all right.
That's never going to happen. They're going to be like, oh, our baby, and they're going to bond, and they're going to be like, look at her, and the dog's going to be jumping, and they're going to have this happy memory together from the dog, not all the bad stuff that happened.
And then
Roger.
She's going to go, well, do you want to come in and feed her?
She let that happen.
Do you want to come in and give her dinner?
Do you want to walk her together?
You want to?
Exactly.
Hey, Roger said, but she let it happen. All he said was the dog. Why is she bringing up old stuff?
Okay, fine.
Exactly.
All right, you
say
jerk.
For the person that said, it's been 3 months. Let it go. It's been 3 months because he respectfully gave her that space.
I do think that, though.
Another assumption.
Well,
I think he was a deadbeat dad for 3 months, and now he wants to come back in the dog's life. That's what I think.
And she was holding their child, their fur baby. Don't bring your babies in the middle.
Fine. All right, Roger, we love you. Thank you for
love
calling.
You guys. Goodbye.
Bye. That was the first.
Roger.
He said goodbye.
Roger was a garbage man in Milwaukee for 100 years. He's retired now, and he is a character, man. Let me tell you.
He knows your secrets.
We're going to Bella in Kenosha. We have three regulars on for Am I the Jerk today, and they're all wild.
Who's next?
Bella and her husband are dog people. They are solely, no kids, only dogs.
Certified.
And they're obsessed.
Certified
so I can't
babies.
Wait to hear this one. Is
yes.
Megan the jerk for not letting her ex see the dog after the breakup?
I'm with my boy Roger on this one. She the jerk.
Oh, really?
Man.
Fine.
I had y'all saying not the jerk.
I know. I knew you thought I was going to say that, DZ.
Huh.
But, I went through this with a boyfriend in my 20s, and I was upset when he didn't want to see the dog. So I'm like, it ain't about me. It's about the dog. And then eventually he came back around, and the dog was happy to see him. And then he left. Mm-hmm. You know, he made his little visits. And like, don't put human emotions on dogs.
You
just want to like experience.
She had custody.
I had custody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, full custody.
Mm-hmm. And slowly the dog just forgot about him, right? And was like, eh.
Right. But then when he saw him again, he was happy. And then he forgot about him again.
Honestly,
their minds, it goes fast.
Can I be honest? I can't believe we don't have an actual like dog court. Like there's not something on TV where people fight over dogs. Yeah, this might be a genius idea for a show, but like maybe there's too many legal ramifications because it's like fighting over like how. We should have a dog court.
It'd be like fake court, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wouldn't be real.
It couldn't be real.
You could be it, Bella.
It'd be reality TV, right? Like, realistically, yeah, that's the most it could be because at the end of the day, the most you could do is have some word-of-mouth agreement that says, you have the dog on this day, I'll have the dog on this day. And you stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, listen.
Just saying, dog court.
Yeah, he's making it about her. Let him see the dang dog.
Maybe we have a new segment on Allie and DZ, dog court.
Dun 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 dun.
I don't want to be responsible for your dog, so. Is that the siren?
Dun dun dun.
Let him see the dang dog.
All right. We off, bro.
All right, Bella. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love to all my Sheboygan peeps.
Love. Bye, Bella. She said, why? She said jerk.
Why'd she shout out Sheboygan? She's in Kenosha. She's just people.
She just shouting out everybody in
Sheboygan. Amanda's in Racine. Last but not least, Lord help us. Amanda.
Turn down the volume.
One shaky.
Thank God Lil John's not in town anymore.
Okay. It's because she was more worried about the next line.
Yeah, exactly. Are you saying jerk or not the jerk when Megan decided her ex could not see the dog?
So I'm going with my peeps, Roger and Bella. I'm going with jerk, baby.
No.
It's a conspiracy. Yes. You're all teamed up together.
I swear they got a group chat going behind off air. Ain't no way everybody's saying jerk.
Yes, a dog is like a child.
Yes.
And they're very important.
Yes.
And you know what? When I was kicked out of my mom's house, guess what? I still snuck over there to say hi
to the dog.
When you
I
was kicked out of my mom's house. I love the first line of that,
by
the way.
How do we
rip
after that? That
we
just
don't.
Made me sad.
Amanda, you're hysterical. You know what? Love you. Thanks for calling.
It was worth it, though. The dogs are worth it.
Yeah, dogs are worth it.
You said jerk. So nobody said not the jerk today?
It was a vacuum sealed sweep. You better let that man see that dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But can I pet that dog?
No.
Can I pet that dog?
Bye, Amanda. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. When a relationship ends and a decision was made, everyone needs to move on.
Well, too late. You already got worked out.
Jerk is what it is today. It'll be interesting to see what they say on Facebook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.